This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, you might be wondering what's going on when you notice somebody dressed as Santa on a surfboard in December. Australians have embraced some European Christmas traditions, but have also created their own. The good news is there are many ways of doing Christmas in Australia. Audrey Bouget looks at how some Australians celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a Christian holiday commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ on December 25th. While it's still observed as a religious holiday by many, many other Australians don't observe the religious aspect and see the holiday as a way of getting together with family and friends, exchanging presents and having a feast. In Australia, Christmas celebrations usually happen on the 25th of December around lunch. For a lot of people, like Brisbane-born Luke Barbagallo, it's a casual affair.
If we're at home in Brisbane, it often involves like a number of people, family members and friends of family, like dropping in and out for a ham, like a roast ham, or probably some prawns and just lots of fresh fruit, lots of mangoes and that kind of thing. So always really, really casual.
SBS Food Managing Editor Farah Celio says there are staples that you'll find on a lot of tables come Christmas lunch.
Things like Christmas ham, snacking boards, plenty of seafood, an abundance, I guess, of seafood platters, Christmas puddings, tiramisu, trifle, pavlova, and then you also eat plenty of fresh fruit. So obviously you'll think about cherries, mangoes, peaches, other stone fruits.
However, she also says that since Australia is so multicultural, there's not only one way to do Christmas, and it's possible to bring your own food traditions to the table.
You know, I would be open to having a Malaysian laksa on Christmas Day with like an abundance of seafood, all the way to an ice cream cake or even something like panettone. I would actually definitely do a panettone in like Serbia and in sort of more Balkan countries. They will do a seafood soup. So I would happily serve a seafood soup.
Pamela Lopez Arriaga, who is from Mexico, spends Christmas with her husband's family. Each year, a different family member hosts lunch and everybody brings a dish.
So all of their responsibilities, like cooking and are split like equally, rather than just having one person cooking for everyone, which can be tiring. And someone is in charge of bringing salads, the other person is in, another person is in charge of bringing vegetables, another one's like meat and dessert.
If you're invited to bring a dish to a Christmas meal, SBS Foods Farah Celio recommends bringing something that you're comfortable making. While she didn't grow up celebrating Christmas with her family, she would often join her friends' families and bring her favourite Bosnian dessert.
I would always sort of spend Christmas Day with either my really good girlfriends and their families, so like their Greek families or Italian families. So that was pretty amazing and full of feasting. I would always sort of bring a dessert. So for me, I would always make a typical kind of Bosnian dessert. I usually do like a jam shortbread. Kind of like a scone-like shortbread, which is like basically like a scone dough, plum jam filled and then rolled in icing sugar.
Because Christmas is in the middle of the summer and school holidays, Australians take advantage of the warm weather to spend time outdoors.
A Christmas day for me is getting up and going for a swim and being outdoors. Like for me, being near a beach, being in the park, getting some time outside is really, really fun on Christmas Day. And you'll find that, especially if you go to your local park, loads of people are having an outdoor Christmas.
It's exactly what Pamela Lopez Arriaga did last Christmas.
Sometimes we, like this last year, we went to the park, which was amazing because obviously no one needed to like clean up like or host Christmas at their place. And I love that because it's like it's summer, it's very casual. Everyone is just like in a good mood.
After presents are exchanged and lunch is eaten on the 25th, many people spend the following day barbecuing and watching the Boxing Day Test match with the Australian national cricket team and an opposing foreign team. Luke Barbagallo says he never misses the Boxing Day Test match.
Cricket really loomed large growing up, and because like growing up, all through the 90s and early 2000s, like Australia had a really dominant cricket team, and so Christmas always felt like a really celebratory time of year, and then you'd have the Boxing Day cricket test start, and there was always this sense of, you know, Australia's going to win and all that. And so, you know, there was a lot of, just a lot of positivity around that. And so that's kind of, you know, the Boxing Day Test is the one game of cricket, you know, I really watch every year.
You'll find many more traditions depending on the family, from Advent calendars and Midnight Mass to carols and Christmas trees. There are many ways to celebrate Christmas, so feel free to mix Australian traditions with your own.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.